And now for the adventures of an unstoppable haircut. Have you ever felt like your hair has a life and mind of its own? That it's capable of thoughts and actions which you have no control over? Here's Haircut by Diane Dean.
At long last, a haircut. It's overdue, but you can't always decide if you need one or not, and if you will look after it properly. At the salon, the stylist said, "Please to take a seat, have some coffee, browse the magazines. My haircut would be with me shortly." And soon, it was brought out. Boxed up and ready to go. I could feel it bobbing around, a little unsettled. There had been a litter of three, and it was possibly now wondering about its siblings. I squinted through the air vent and admired the unique pelt. Outside the salon, it grew skittish in the wind, so we jumped in a taxi. Once home, I made us a nice cup of tea. The haircut nibbled some biscuits, but of course, it had been given special food for later on. In the morning, we read the paper. The haircut said that everything in the world could make you stand on end. It didn't look too stylish now, but it permitted a light combing. Soon, I'd take it to the state forest and let it go.
Haircut was read by Lila Schooner, and the sound engineer was Phil McKellar.